Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, as we've been reporting, we're learning that the women's prison in Dublin is being shut down following multiple investigations into what's been called rampant sexual abuse. For more on this, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, Bureau of Prisons has tried multiple times to fix things there, and it just never took.
No, it hasn't. At least that's what the judges and investigators have found. You know, this dates back several years ago, and prompted in part by an Associated Press investigation into conditions at the women's prisons, where there was allegations that the guards were sexually mistreating the women, and that there was a sort of a pervasive culture out there that was really unsavory, unsafe, and unconscionable. It's a low-security prison. It's one of six women-only prisons operated by the Federal Department of Corrections. But they women also filed suit, and this made its way into the courts and into investigations. It led to the prosecution of some eight former guards, also a former warden, and most recently, a warden that had only been there a couple of months was removed in part because things were just moving too slowly. So this is a sort of an unprecedented move, but it's an unprecedented situation as well.
So, I mean, what is the process going to look like? Do we even have anything to point to of moving all of these women, I guess, to one of the other women-only prisons?
Well, it's got about 500 inmates in its main prison and another 100 in its minimum security camp. The hows of how these women are going to be transferred and where remain to be seen. But the federal system is pretty big, and so it can probably handle them, but it might be a rough ride for the families of these women inmates who might now have to travel much further to see them, because this shutdown is probably going to last for a while. It's not that there's something physically wrong with the facility that can just be rebuilt. It's the entire staffing and the culture there. Now, this is going to be very, very touchy for, you can imagine, the feds in part. It's an election year. This is not a good look. This is not a good thing. It was one thing to uncover the problems and to have them become public. But one of the real problems is that since then, the progress has just been slow to the fact where they were saying some of the women that had come forward, their allegations that they were being retaliated against. And that really is way over the line. It's one thing if you've had a bad situation, but if you're trying to correct it and people are being retaliated in the process, then you really don't have much choice but either to like completely replace the staff or to shut it down. And you can't replace the staff until you shut it down. This is what we have.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.